Hey everybody, welcome back to a long overdue episode of Inside Out Gaming. Today I have some exciting news and we'll be talking a bit about Fortnite, a bit about Minecraft, and I'm going to explain my thoughts on how PC games have way more to offer than console games. So let's get right into it. So our first big news is we have now an Instagram, so you can go follow us at inside_out_gaming_podcast. So that's Inside Out Gaming Podcast, and in the spaces just put an underscore and no caps. So you can go follow us. We just started, so we'll be uploading very soon. So yeah, go check us out, give us a follow. And yeah, I hope to be posting things there. So for example, when a podcast is about to go live, or some sneak peeks, maybe some snippets and extra content for you guys. So go check us out at inside_out_gaming_podcast on Instagram. And yeah, we'll be posting a lot over there. So go check it out. And yeah, go give us a follow. And yeah, we'll be uploading some bonus content over there if you're interested. So my first topic that I want to talk about is Fortnite Chapter 4. And overall, I think it's a decent season. Or a chapter even. It's not that good. If I'm brutally honest, it's probably my worst chapter so far. I just think it's like, sure, we got the motorbike and the perks and the new map. The new map just doesn't hit for me. I just think they tried to replicate the season one with like chapters like 8 or 7 kind of thing, where you had Paradise Palms, which was a desert area. You had like the Wailing Woods kind of area, which was a green, like with trees and sort of things like that. And then you had the Polar Peaks area, Frosty Flights, where we're like an ice bit. And I think they tried to replicate that, but it just doesn't hit the mark the same as it did back then. And I think that they just slightly overdid it with the map. And like the other thing is that we got the perks, and those are pretty good. And like there's especially some perks in Fortnite that are useful, but they just copied it from other games. Like, it's just not, there's nothing original about it. What else? Like the motorbikes, they're cool, I guess. New weapons are alright, just not, still no pump. It's just not that fun, if I'm honest. Like, the first time I played it was fun. Played it with a friend, it was fun. Play it now, it's just boring as hell. So yeah, it's my worst chapter so far. Which is a shame, because I was expecting a lot more from this chapter. Especially with Unreal Engine 5.1. I just think they could have done so much more. And if you're sitting there and you're like, well, what more could you add? More vehicle mods. Like, we have 2. And then, you know, more, like, to be able to customize things. Like, for example, Apex. You can have a laser sight on your pistol and an extended mag on your flatline. On Fortnite, you get the gun, that's the gun, that's it, that's the end of it. You use that gun, and it's the gun. I just think, like, nearly every game does that. Apex, PUBG, like, nearly every game does that. Come on, Fortnite, you could have done that as well. And, like, Creative 2.0, was that at? Nobody knows. Another delay, which is just fantastic. I just think there's just so much that they could have done that they just didn't do. It's a shame, really. But what are we gonna do about it? Huh? So yeah, so the season's like alright, I guess. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't say it's fun, but it's not boring. To be honest, I'd rather play Apex or another game. It's just not amazing. And I just think they could have done so much more. So much. And they didn't. I just don't know what's going on with Fortnite. I just think they're really behind on what they can do, and they're just not doing it. But, you know, it is what it is. We can't do much about it. So, I covered that pretty quickly. So, I'm going to give an honorable mention to a game that I played quite a while ago. And that is Half-Life 2. I love Half-Life. And it's such a good game. I love it. Nearly every game by Valve is just great. It's a 10 out of 10 on Steam. It's a 9.4 out of 10 on IMDb. You can see, like, it's not just a random game that I just like for some reason. It's a really good game. I'll just read the about section on Wikipedia. Half-Life 2 is a 2004 first-person shooter game developed by Valve. It was published by Valve through its distribution service Steam. Like the original Half-Life, Half-Life 2 combines shooting, puzzles, and storytelling, and adds features such as vehicles and physics-based gameplay. It's such a great game. So fun. So fun. I really like it because, as the Wikipedia says, it's a story game, it's a puzzle game, and it's a first-person shooter. Like, what more could you want? And I don't own the game. I went to a PC arcade and I played it, and I loved it so much. It's so fun. And I think puzzle games in general, I think they're a bit underlooked. Like, I would say the most popular puzzle game is probably Portal. I have both Portals. I got them recently on my Switch. And I must say, this is fun. I like them. But I prefer Half-Life in the way that it's fairly open world as well. Like, you can wander off if you want. And that's what I like about, like, games like that, is that you can just wander off. And it's a great story in general, which I always appreciate. And yeah, if you get the chance to get it, it's 90% off, so it's only 85p in Steam right now, and it finishes on the 5th of January. It's not an ad, just saying. And so if you want it, I definitely think you should get it. So yeah, that was my honorable mention. And my next topic is how PC games are much better than console games. Now, we all know that in performance, PC just runs better, whatever. And that's true, you can't argue with it. And that's fine, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the fact that games like Minecraft, GTA, or like games like that on a PC is so much more fun. You can mod it. You can play to your heart's, like, you get it. It's just so much better. And what I don't understand is why they haven't brought, like, a modding element to like a Bedrock edition. I think that would just be so great. But, you know, it is what it is. We can't really do much about it. You know, I find it pretty upsetting that we can't mod Minecraft on Bedrock without having to pay. And even like my friend Yestin, which has been on the show, he agrees with me. He finds it ridiculous that, like, you can't like mod games on a console. And I think if games did that so that you could mod it on console, they would have so much more engagement. with console players. In fact, I find it rather stupid in a way that they haven't, game developers just don't do that. But, you know, I think it'd be a great idea. I just don't understand why it doesn't happen. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, you can't do anything about it. But, yeah. I just wish that game developers would allow console players to have, like, to make, like, just, you know what I mean? I think it would be just so much better if console players could mod the game or just do things like that. It would be hard, I understand that. But there'd definitely be a way. And I think it's really bad that they just don't do it. I mean, sure, it'd be hard, but it's just a couple extra steps. Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside Out Gaming Podcast. I'll be back soon with another episode. Go check out our Instagram. And thank you for listening.